is Bailey.
And Bailey wants to fuck.
Another dimension. Okay. Alright. Enough theme. That was the Jason Fladowitz version of the Madge Weinstein theme song, which you were listening to. Still are. I'm a lesbian. My name is Madge. I'm fat. I'm bloated. Jewish. I used to manage a girl band named Goddess Riot Juice, among some others. I had sex with Ethel Merman. Well, we dated anyway. And Gloria Steinem was a friend of mine when she was a Playboy bunny. You know, she was once. Mm-hmm. But I did eat out Nancy Reagan. That's my claim to fame. Okay. Hi, Trotska. 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 Hi, Squeech. You are so pretty. So anyway, you can tell I'm a little bit low energy, but that'll change in a few minutes. I hope. Yeah. I'm in Holly's house in Florida, and I just woke up from a nap. I woke up early, which means I woke up early. And that makes no sense. You know what? Normally I would start the restart it at this point, but I don't care. You can get me shitty. I always suck anyway. Okay, lipsers. I should start calling my audience pro-lipsers. I'm a little disappointed nobody found a little ring thingy for my headphones. Oh well. My vagina hurts and my vagina smells. My vagina hurts and my vagina smells. Hiya, hiya. That's almost like one of those Native American dances. Oh, God, what's wrong with mine? Me and mine. Oh, Scheiße. Gewalt, miss. Merry Gewalt, miss. Ho, ho, whore. Kurt Vonnegut died. Let's see. Wow. The only proof he needed for the existence of God was music. This is according to Madame L, whose blog I gave you yesterday, Lavash. I still can't fucking pronounce it, even though she told me how. Lavash Kilit. It's like milk from a cow or something. There's a cow cheese, cow pie cheese. I don't know, I only work half my brain, you know what I mean? Which is more than most of you. And I am this thing called a lesbian. Did I mention that or not? I'm not making no sense. I should just play some of these fucking comments I've had backed up for 1,000 years. Okay, now this is good. This is good. But this is not something I can play. This is something that I have to write. Okay, huh. So here we go. Okay, let's see. Yeast Radio. Michael Carino. Oh, he made some sound bites for me. I have a feeling they might be a little bit retarded. Let's see. What did Michael Carino give me? Let's just do these one at a time. Let's do these.
Work that whorehole. Work it, honey. Blay-ho. Blay-ho.
Sounds like me. I can get put out of work with these.
You know you want this hot, steamy cunt, Doris, honey.
I like the voice. What program did you use for that, Carinos?
Kunt, kunt, kunt.
It's cunt, not kunt. Stupid. He doesn't even know how to pronounce the thing he eats. All right.
I'm Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian and my cunt stinks of yeast. Miss Rills is a whore and I hate her.
Right. That's true, Mr. Carinos. Thank you for those. Thank you for those. Thank you for those. Thank you for those. All right. Let's see. Horrible spider web vagina woman. Never mind. That's a picture. You can't see that. What is this?
And Madge decreed in a voice old and bitter.
Get your fep loaded asses over to Twitter. Andy posts all the time. Cheryl talks about Jine. Then there is Wanda, who's looking for clitter. Happy birthday, Madge. Bye.
Well, thank you for the happy birthday message. It's too bad I had my email screwed up for so long. That was Sharon from the Tarpoons. Unless I played it and forgot, which is entirely possible since I am a forgetful early onset Alzheimer's victim. So was Gussie, but she made a narrow escape from that tragedy. I, however, did not.
Hey, Matt. It's Matt Blender.
Oh,
it's Friday, and you try to call me for the call-in show. Well, I try to call you, and then you try to call me. But when I got your call, I was on the 25th floor at my job, so I couldn't get any reception, so I lost you. But
what?
Then I get off of work, and I see there's this, like, 5-minute voicemail.
Oh, God, how fascinating.
Like, your pod, like, the call-in show.
Yeah, I know. I accidentally left the goddamn voicemail on, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there and listen to the same fucking thing over and over forever. This is the song. Oh, this is from my contact to Taylor E. Ross. Now, this sounds interesting. The song is Joan Crawford Goes to Hell. This is for the benefit of Mr. Kike. There will be a show tonight. Not Mr. Kike. Okay, so the spot, this is a Handbag Productions benefits. I've already bought a ticket. You know David Serta, of course. They're having a benefit because they need to take the show, the prison sluts, over to New York. The day is Tuesday, April 24. Please, Davey, if you don't want to link to this, could you put just link to handbagproductions.org for the benefit? Handbagproductions.org. So the place is the spot, 4437 North Broadway Avenue, just north of Montrose. I know where that is. It's right near where I live. I think that used to be the whatnot. No. All right, so it's Tuesday, April 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. Open bar 7 to 9. Oh, great. That's all I need. Open buffet. Ooh, that is all I need from 7 to 10. An open buffet. I wonder if it's Jimmy or Warren. An open Warren Buffett. Can you just see him there on the bathhouse floor with his asshole cheeks poked out, his ass spread? Entertainment from 8:30 to 9:30. Rallies, raffles, and a silent auction. Okay, it's only $40 in advance, $45 at the door. And I already bought my tickets. You should buy yours as well. You know David Serta's work. He's been on here several times. And you'll have a good time anyway. You really will, seriously. You'll probably even get to meet Bill Haddad if you're lucky. Okay, now this is the song. And this is all old email, or Gmail. Please link to TaylorERoss.com. That's my cunt doctor's website. He's the one that, of course, composed the East Radio theme song. This is so popular and everything. And another person whom I don't pay enough attention to is a friend, because I'm a scatterbrained lesbian and I'm never home. Wear it out.
Here I come, and diva primo. I've got my Adrian on, I'm in a limo.
Please fuck my hole.
I'm driving hard.
Sorry.
Foot to the pedal. I play the part in Strappy Stilettos.
Can I touch it? Put it in my mouth.
Well, I tried to be an angel, but the devil took away my good. Cause I'll hurt you if you hurt you. That's the way it is in Hollywood.
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass.
Joan Crawford goes to hell. Joan Crawford goes to hell. Christina's got a sail. Joan Crawford goes to hell. She goes to hell. Here I am, and I'm hot.
Please fuck my hole.
I'm here to stay. Like it or not.
I like it in the butt.
You better learn my way of life. It's gonna burn and cut you like a knife.
Large penis is always welcome.
I'm a lady and a tiger and I'm fighting for my destiny. I've defeated my opponents who all tried to get the best of me.
You know you want this hot steamy cunt Doris, honey.
Joan Crawford goes to hell. Joan Crawford goes to hell. St. Peter ring the bell. Joan Crawford goes to hell. I go to hell.
I like it in the butt.
I had to claw my way up the mountain. And when I lost my youth, I built a fountain. I stand before you, a sacrifice. Who walks among you without a single vice?
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
They say I'm bad. They say I'm mean. But you just gotta understand what it takes to be a Hollywood queen. Yes, here I stand among the flames. Part living legend, part dirty dame.
Well, maybe she wanna suck a dog dick.
Joan Crawford goes to hell. Joan Crawford goes to hell. Throw mama down the well. Joan Crawford goes to hell. Joan Crawford goes to hell.
I'm dead.
Joan Crawford goes to hell.
I'm dead.
Christina's got a cell.
Will you fuck
Joan
my hole?
Crawford goes to hell. I go to hell.
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
I go to hell. I go to hell.
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
Okay, I think that was David Serta actually singing. I didn't realize that until I recognized him, her, its voice. Let's see, the band is called The Jones. The song, Joan Crawford Goes to Hell. I don't know what it has to do with the benefit. Let's see, I'm going to write back to Taylor. Taylor, my email was fucked. Finally played this on YR. Yeah, it's Yeast Radio 576. Thanks, Madge. I don't know why it takes so many characters to take Madge to cut keyboards today, you know what I mean? Okay, so that goes to, what's that fucking noise? What did Griselda send me? God, I'm brain dead. Okay, this is an old song that Griselda found on her hard drive, but I'm not going to play it yet. Yeah, I think it, who is it? It's somebody who still listens, I'm sure. Hello, am I recording? Let's see. Well, let's just go ahead and do it. I don't know what's going on.
I'm Madge Weinstein.
Not that.
Now this can only happen to a guy like me.
This is Simon too.
And only happen with a dyke like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as she shows each one of you her fist, this is my kind of dyke. Madge Weinstein is my kind of dyke. Madge Weinstein is my kind of yeasty snatch. You can't match her podcast and each time I sing, Madge Weinstein is making me think. Madge Weinstein is one dyke that Republicans won't like. She's my kind of dyke.
Um, Your piano playing sucks, but that was a great song. And I appreciate it. How nice to find that again from Griselda. That was, I'm looking at the ID3 tags. Those are the tags that you tell how things are coming from. It says, this nonsense was brought to you by Simon from the Slam Idol podcast. Now, it says here that the Google UR thingy is slamidol.tripod.com, but I imagine that probably changed. So just Google Slam Idol, Simon Tune. It's a very good show, actually. I just give him a hard time. They have the poetry. Rachel Cann won once last year and all this, so it's great. And I really like that song. I didn't remember you singing, but I really think we should hear more of that. I'd like to hear more songs from Simone, even though your piano playing sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck. I just think it would be cool to do it in a different MIDI instrument than a plain phone, maybe just farts. You know what I mean? Like, that would be good. Okay, let's see. What am I doing here?
Bitch, you know what?
Kind of nervous.
While you trying to get me fired, you better watch your own ugly ass. You probably going before I do, you cocksucking hoe.
Oh, hell yeah. What is this from Griselda also? Okay, this is another old one. I don't know if this was from Mia or Sheldon from Roger Smalls. Something else that was on her hard drive, and we just found it this weekend because I fixed her hard disk.
Hello there, Roger here. I'm unable to blog a lot at the moment because unfortunately on Saturday evening at approximately 10:30, I had a measuring accident, which has meant that I find it very hard to sit down. Without going into too many details, having a little trouble moving, and can't really get into my attic to use my PC. Not until now, really. Thankfully, I've been given some drugs and medication, which seems to be working, and the healing process has begun. I've been given a rubber ring to sit on at work, which makes things a lot more comfortable. I don't want to divulge any more details than that, really.
Okay.
And I'd appreciate it if you didn't email me and ask any more details either.
What?
I will blog when I'm more comfortable about using my computer at home.
Okay.
But at the moment, I'm going to have to lay off for a bit. I'll try and record a podcast because I'm finding it very very easy to record these compared to typing. But we shall see.
Me
too. Things are getting better. Slowly. Hopefully soon they'll be alright and I'll be able to move properly again. But it's nothing too much to worry about. So don't worry. I'll be alright. You all take care now, and I look forward to doing some more work soon. Bye bye.
That was good.
Chris.net.
That's dating itself. That was another thing from 2005. What's this? Oh, we don't need that right now. No, sorry. Okay, what else as we stroll down memory lane? Easter greetings without AM. Oh, this is from our friend in Poland, the gay in Poland. During this season of beauty and renewal, blah, blah, blah. Click here for a cool animated version. I don't want that. I want an MP3 file. But thank you anyway. Polish person. Okay, so I found out that this person, okay, this is an interesting story. So there's this person named Tristan, and he's doing this new website, podcasters.com. I think that's the one, or queercasters.com. I'm sorry, I don't remember which. But whatever it is, it's another website where, you know, queer podcast, whatever. But anyway, and he was at this thing. And, you know, people always tend to, like, when they meet other podcasters, they try to either pretend they listen to the show or make an excuse why they don't. you know, I don't care really if they do any, if they don't watch it, do watch it, listen to it, whatever. Yeah, I really don't. I mean, because you can't listen to everything, and I certainly don't. So, anyway. But he comes and he says, you know, Madge, I want to listen to your show. I enjoy your show. But every time you say Polak, it just makes me cringe and I have to turn it off. I said, I don't say Polak. I never say Polak. He said, oh, yes, you do, all the time. And he gave me a look. And then I thought, well, what's that? The next day I was talking to Cheryl. This is all in New York. The next day I was talking to the Rilch, Le Rilch. And I said, Cheryl, do I say Polak? He says, no. She says, no. God, Cheryl's gaining. I think she must be taking the testosterone pills because she reminds me of a man. That's probably because she's so unfuckable. Anyway, the Rilch, where was Weiss? Okay, so. Okay, now I'm turning to Matt Blender with the squeaky bar mitzvah voice. You notice he's had this perpetual pubic voice? Hi. He almost has a little bit of a Cheryl impediment in his jine. All right, so finna douche. Shariva Kadoosh. Blah, 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 rewind. Oh, Holly left a cell phone here. Oopsie. She went to a funeral. A friend of hers died. It's very sad. He was a very famous interior decorator from Miami, but I don't remember his name. Maybe I could find it. I don't know. It wasn't Nate Berkus, don't worry. It was an old guy. All right, so what was I standing up to do? Oh, I'm making omelets for myself. I decided breakfast is the meal I love. Now, I don't know if you listened to Eat This Hot Show number 39 when we had the ladies' bunny on, but But you know, she was talking about how good that steel cunt oatmeal is. Well, I ate the steel cunt oatmeal last night and today. Maybe it was yesterday. Oh my God, it's so good. You know, it takes about 40 minutes to cook, but then you mix it with some berries, some Fred Berry or what's his name from Malcolm in the Middle? Some another berry. Let me move this mic here. I like it when it's down a little. Okay. Well, we're going to have to do some compression on this mic anyway. I like going back in time like that. If anybody else has any old stuff that's funny that maybe you haven't heard in a while, please feel free to send it to me. You know, just because it's my show doesn't mean that I have it together. I know that's a shock. I know that's shocking that I don't have it together all the time. How long have I been talking? Let's see here. Okay. Oh my God, I've been almost 23 minutes. What the fuck is wrong with me? Clint Oris. Clitoris, the clitoris. Okay. This is from Dag. Oh, I already talked about this. Oh my God, it's terrible. Oh fuck, did I go over already? Fuck my hold. Come on. Yeah, I did. Every fucking time I go over it. Okay, here we're gonna end it now. This is, you know how I do it. Oh, oops, time for the show to end. This is Madge Weinstein. You listen to Yeast Radio. You can hear the rest of this if you go to yeastradio.com. This is show number 576. Thank you very much for listening to Yeast Radio and or Adam Curry's Pod Show on Sirius Channel 102, Sirius Stars. Listen to Sirius Stars. And if you like this show, then call in. But I don't know the number. But it's very important because that's how they know people are listening. So just call in and say some bullshit about our show if you're listening on Sirius. It's just for the Sirius people. All right, thanks.